This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com. George Meany is here for an update on how the motoring world is going and what's going on in the lifestyle of motoring. How are you, George?
Morning. Fine and you, Gareth?
Good. Have you got good news or bad news for us? Petrol price increases, decreases, any of that stuff?
No, not petrol today.
Okay.
But did you watch the video on the lady that got restrained for a blood test?
No. What happened?
So this woman was breathalyzed, was allegedly drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know why they have to use the word allegedly when somebody can't even walk straight. Allegedly drunk.
Yeah.
Got taken to a police station, restrained to do a blood test because she didn't want to have this blood test done. The nurse was there and started screaming and shouting. So somebody whipped out a camera and started recording her. Now there's this big investigation going on. So, you know, I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but from the video, I don't see the police being wrong. Honestly don't see the police having been wrong. They didn't seem to, from the video, in my opinion anyway, have applied too much force.
You know, we often give the police a hard time because we imagine that they are the source of all the force. Mm. And they often are not. They're just trying to do their jobs. And people can behave very badly. You ever watch that show Cops?
Years ago. Wow. Was that old?
With the South African police.
No, this is an American show.
Oh, yeah?
And people are horrible. I mean, being a policeman is difficult enough because you're dealing with some of the most dangerous people in the world. But ordinary people who are just really, really difficult to manage. And the police are called in to manage these people.
Mm. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, I mean, in America and Australia, you give a cop a hard time, they can shoot you.
Yeah. It's done.
No, they can shoot you.
Jeez.
Yeah. They don't stuff around. They don't stuff around. And then a legal case in South Africa, which brought into question the Laser Pro 4, which is a speed measuring device.
Mm-hmm. So it's a gun laser. So you basically hold it in your hand like you would a gun in one hand, and you point it at the car, and it shoots a laser at the car, reads the amount of time it takes for that light to hit and come back. And then it gives an accurate speed reading. That's what you would think, right?
Exactly. So in this particular instance, a gentleman by the name of Zahir Khan was accused of driving 171 kilometers per hour by the state. This was last year, April or May. And the state could not prove his guilt beyond reasonable doubt because there wasn't any seal on the laser, apparently. And they couldn't prove that the thing was calibrated. They couldn't prove that it was calibrated to the standards that it needs to be calibrated, and didn't have any certificates of the software that was loaded onto the gun itself.
So what happens? He gets away with it?
More than likely gets away with it, but it brings into question most legal cases that are on the table at the moment for speeding.
Yeah. If you can use all those points to argue.
Yes.
You don't have to go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get a good lawyer.
Just get a good lawyer. So so now all legal cases where this ProLaser 4 gun has been used has been suspended.
All of them? How many cases is that? Do we have any idea?
I don't.
A couple of hundred or a couple of thousand?
Probably in the hundreds. And that's just a guess. But all legal cases have been suspended. And a speeding junkies may just get a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Wow. Hmm. I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean,
yeah, I don't know why I'm smiling. I kind of like
again.
It.
I've sort of been, I've been busted for speeding once, and I don't know what kind of thing they used, but I want my money back for my fine.
Then UK police are starting to use drones to catch speeding motorists.
That's clever.
Those are big drones.
Yeah, so
Those are expensive drones.
It's military style drones. It's not your off the shelf drones. And the privacy people are saying that is it right to be tracked by technology that has been used to hunt militants in war zones?
Okay, that's just a little dramatic.
Yeah.
It is.
Is it right? Come on. They've got to find ways of law enforcement. And this is, at least they're thinking technologically. I've got to tell you something interesting about the UK highway system. The big M4, which goes west out of London, they've removed the hard shoulder.
Oh.
And they've now got just lanes of traffic, and they've got signs up that tell you there's a car stationary in lane whatever. And it's a terrible system. I can't imagine that's going to work very well, because if a car breaks down, then that lane is out of order, but it warns you of like a couple of miles before that, so people can get into other lanes.
Yeah, it's just shifting the problem, really.
Exactly, and I don't know if people think that far ahead. It's almost better to have that hard shoulder idea.
Yeah. The English don't get it right often when it comes to traffic and like transport and that sort of thing.
And now they've painted the highways. They've added an extra lane where there was the hard shoulder. So now there's really no wiggle room. Yeah. Literally no wiggle room.
How are emergency vehicles going to get through all that?
Don't know. That's the problem, right?
That's the problem. And then have you ever heard of filling your car tires with nitrogen?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of puts once told me about it. Just thought it was like that.
Does it make your car faster?
No, it doesn't make your car faster.
There was an old man who a friend of my dad's once saw at a petrol station in Cape Town, and he drove in a Rolls, and he pulled up to the, you know, the whatever you call it, the petrol thing.
You see them rolling.
And he came in and he opened the door and he went, "Hello, my good man," to the guy at the petrol attendant or whatever his name is.
Hello.
Hello, my good man. Would you please replenish the air in my tires with fresh air? This air is old.
Oh, my goodness.
As if it made any difference. But a guy like that would want to put nitrogen in his tires.
More than likely. So it's, I mean, it doesn't change the game of tire pressure. It changes the game of having to top up your tires, because air contains moisture, as you would know. And moisture is the biggest factor in tire pressure.
Okay.
So as moisture and the air and different gases inside the tire expand and contract with heat and cold, so the tire gets softer and harder. And nitrogen doesn't do that.
Yeah, it'll stay more or less stable.
Yes.
Like so, forever.
Well, unless you get to minus 100 and something degrees, which doesn't happen, but if you did, then it would liquefy the nitrogen. That's not likely. Or if it gets to really, really high temperatures where it starts expanding excessively, but that's not going to happen either. So it's pretty much stable.
And that's the reason, is when you come into winter, you know, the moisture inside the tires would make the tires deflate.
But most slightly. Garages have just a normal air compressor.
Yeah.
They don't use nitrogen.
No, you have to go to, you know, tire fit shop, a Best Drive or something to get
have
nitrogen.
Have you got nitrogen in your tires?
I don't
George?
Have nitrogen in my tires.
Yeah, I'm very
got
disappointed.
Got nitro tires.
Yeah.
And then an Estonian man turns his old Audi into a road-going sauna.
What?
So it was too expensive for him to. It was too expensive for him to rent a sauna. So he modified his Audi and turned it into a sauna.
Do Audis make better saunas than other cars?
I thought a Volvo made a good sauna.
Yeah.
Which car has the most wood paneling inside it? That would be.
Oh, those
a good
old
sauna.
80s.
Well, he's kitted the inside out of this Audi out in wood paneling, and he doesn't drive it around because he says it's too dangerous. He tows it around.
Yeah, I mean,
why does he have to move his sauna?
This guy has a lot of free time on his hands.
You don't need to take your sauna with you. Like,
yeah,
imagine you go to a house party.
Hey,
I'm pitching up at Ben's house this weekend for drinks, and I'll bring my sauna.
We do it in Springs. Yeah. It's called a bakuzi.
Yeah, exactly.
No, stop.
But that's different.
It's quite a cool party trick, actually.
Like, how much do you love sauna if this is what you've got?
Clearly, a heck of a lot.
The Finnish people and the Norwegians and the Swedish love themselves a sauna. They can't do without it.
Just keep my car parked in the sun and it becomes a sauna.
Exactly. If you leave your car outside in the summer, it is a sauna, technically.
Exactly.
Schwitz like a chaser.
Schwitz like a chaser.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And then for you, Gareth, Melbourne has been picked as the first city outside the US for Uber flying taxi services.
Yes.
They'll begin testing in 2020.
I predicted this would happen. You remember, George, you were here.
You did.
5 years
ago,
I said we're going to end up with Uber taxis in the air. You're going to get
so what are they?
Harness.
Helicopters?
Well, it is kind of drone-like
it's like a little
aircraft.
Helicopter.
It's like a little helicopter.
Looks like a helicopter, but it's got four rotors, and you climb into the little cabin. And then it takes you to where you're going. And sometimes it isn't even manned.
Well, this is exciting, though.
It is exciting.
The
so
testing
a 12,
is starting next year.
A 12-mile journey between Melbourne CBD and the main airport can take up to an hour in peak hour traffic.
Yeah.
In the Uber flying taxi, it takes 10 minutes.
See?
Wow.
What they're working on at the moment is how do they get the costs down to the same price as an Uber X?
Now, if they get that right, I will try this and I will use it every day. Imagine clipping yourself in. Now, this thing has a cabin, so you climb into it and then it flies you wherever you need to go. But imagine that you clip into something and it just hovers over you, and then you grab your bag and you just hang. You dangle from below it. I love this. And you're like all dressed. You've got a helmet or goggles on. So
can you use your laptop like you can in a normal Uber?
I don't know that that would be possible.
No. What Gareth's describing is the James Bond of the Uber taxi.
Hell yeah. Bring it on. Love this.
This is
where technology gets interesting.
That is it for today.
Perfect. That's a lot to chew on.
This is CliffCentral.com.